finally today, Tarzan of the Apes is back. This time he's paying a visit to the Quai Branly Museum in Paris. The exhibition unravels the mythology surrounding the character and shows how Tarzan has changed over the years. Geneviève Auger has more from Paris on the man who first appeared in a novel nearly 100 years ago when he raised his eyes to the full moon, threw back his fierce young head, and voiced the wild and terrible cry of his people.
You might hear Tarzan's distinctive yell at this exhibit, but you won't hear "You Tarzan, Me Jane." This show at Paris's Museum for Non-European Cultures is aimed at deconstructing stereotypes surrounding Tarzan and examining how the character helped shape Western views of Africa. John Clayton travaille pour la reine d'Angleterre. None other than Jane, Tarzan's wife, greets visitors for the guided tour. And no, she's not wearing a leopard skin bikini. This one looks more like Meryl Streep in Out of Africa.
My name is Jane Porter, and I was born in September 1890 in Baltimore. There's this wonderful exhibition about my husband.
The exhibit walks visitors through Tarzan's different incarnations, starting with Edgar Rice Burroughs' 1912 story, Tarzan of the Apes. Burroughs lived in Chicago. He never went to Africa. The story is largely the product of his imagination and the preconceptions of his time. Tarzan may not be that big with today's kids, but he was hugely popular in the 20th century. The Tarzan books were translated into 56 languages. There were 42 movies, countless comic books, and several TV adaptations. Several actors played the ape man in the movies, most notably former swimmer Johnny Weissmuller. He's the one who came up with the Tarzan yodel in the 1930s. Decades later, the Tarzan movies and books were criticized for their stereotypical depictions of women and African characters, not to mention the portrayals of Africa itself. Curator and anthropologist Roger Boulet says Burroughs didn't intend to give a realistic picture of Africa.
Burroughs tried and succeeded in creating a hero like the ones in Greek and Roman mythology. Tarzan has a lot in common with Hercules.
Some adults who love Tarzan, the superhero, have come to the exhibit with their own kids. This man says he remembers reading the first book in a matter of days. And Marie Gromier says she adored Tarzan.
Tarzan, c'est le rêve, c'est la beauté, le rêve, le voyage.
Tarzan represents dreams, beauty, travel, justice, and especially adventure.
But this visitor, Janine Jones, an African-American, says she's disappointed the exhibit didn't delve more into the negative stereotypes.
As a child coming up, I wasn't even allowed to have my mind filled with this kind of thing. Because there is nothing in these things that are positive images, really, of people of color.
Defenders argue Tarzan exists in the realm of fantasy. And they say if the character weren't so compelling, he wouldn't have survived nearly 100 years. For The World, I'm Geneviève Auger in Paris.
We close today's program with Jilele Tarzan. It's a remix by Indian musician DJ Akhil. Eric Goldberg composed our theme music. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Katie Clark. Have a great weekend.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.